GRTC says it's a tough economy, and it's trying to save jobs and benefits by freezing salaries and hiring.
For the membership to vote that down, we're just very, very puzzled.
GRTC's Kathy Shaw Cleary. Experienced bus drivers get $20 an hour, and they're apparently good with that. But union president Dolores Coker says they are concerned about entry-level workers.
We're concerned about the $11 an hour.
GRTC gets 60% of its funding from federal, state, county, and city funds, all of whom are facing budget crises.
Well, I understand the economy is bad.
The state is cutting their budget. The federal operations are cutting their budget, and the city is cutting their budget.
Single mother, you know, with children, with dependents cannot really function based on their income.
Both sides have agreed to go back to the bargaining table. GRTC says it's ready to keep the buses rolling if it doesn't work out. If there is a strike, it will be the first in 34 years. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.